Jeremy, Coach said there's usually an attitude to this offense. Could you describe that attitude, please?
You know, I don't really know how to describe it. You know, I just, you know, I think it's just something, you know, that I do, you know, this type of person I am. I mean, I've always said that, you know, this is a grown man's sport. So and that's how you got to approach it.
Jeremy, how have you seen, do you see any difference in Andy here than you did in Philadelphia?
Yeah, you know, he's a lot more laid back and, you know, but he's still the same person. And I think that's what, you know, that's what you can respect about him. But, you know, you can definitely see, you know, he's kind of, kind of gotten, you know, a new life, so to say. So,
and did you think at toward the end of Philadelphia, just everything was just kind of stacking up against him?
I don't like to talk, you know, about things that happened personally, but yeah, you know, there were some things that happened, and you know, he, you know, as a team, we weren't doing very well. So I can only imagine that can probably take a toll on you.
And nice for you to see sort of new life in him like this, though.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, he deserves it. So.
You're 1-5 coming out of Minneapolis. And what, if anything, was different that next week in preparing for Pittsburgh?
I think we just kind of got back to the basics, man. You know, we had a meeting and basically just said, hey, you know, we're in this room for a reason. And we believe that we had the type of talent in that locker room to beat anybody. And I feel like we just had to get back to the basics. And that's, you know, that's running, tackling, catching, throwing. You know, everything that goes into playing football.
Jeremy, can you talk about Houston? If it's possible, J.J. Watt seems to be playing better as the season has gone along. Can you talk about the challenges they present?
You know, for starters, you always got to know where he is. You know, he's a guy that can, you know, that can make some big plays for that defense. You know, and they're a better football team than what we played at the beginning of the season. And we're a better football team. So we understand that this is playoff football. You know, the intensity goes up a notch. You know, everything goes up a notch. So we'll be ready. We'll be ready for the challenge.
Jeremy, it sounded like after the game you weren't having any of that Chiefs haven't won a playoff game in 20 years talk. Why do you feel like it's important?
I'm a big believer the pass is the pass. So, I mean, it has nothing to do with what we're doing today.
How about the evolution of the offense from game one to game 16? You guys hit the ground running in Houston that first half, but is the offense and Alex Smith, just how far has it come from beginning to end of the season?
I think we definitely got them better, and I think that's our mindset, that's our goal, is to get better each and every day. You know, this is National Football League. You know, they're going to make plays as well. You know, they get paid just like we do. So we understand that, you know, in order for us to, you know, go in there and get our job done, you know, we got to be clicking on all cylinders. So.
Jeremy, in the media, we love to think there's magical meetings. So it sounds like you had a meeting after you guys were 1-5. Was there anything really important that happened in that?
Well, for starters, we have meetings after every game. So, but no, it's one of those things that where, you know, hey, you know, we're gonna do this thing. We got to do it now. And like I said, you know, it ain't like we looked at the schedule and said we can do this and do that. We honestly believe we got the talent in the roster and the coaching staff to beat anybody in this league, and we believe that, and I think that you know goes to show for the type of run we went on.
But it really was the kind of stuff you say every week. I mean, it wasn't like something really changed from that particular set of circumstances.
Nope.
From that point, though, it seemed like the offense playlist shrunk a little bit, as you talk about going back to basics that you guys kind of went down a little bit to get everybody stabilized. Is that what happened?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I just think that, I think for starters we made plays. And I think for two, I think everybody just played better. And I think that's all around. That's offense, defense, special teams. Everybody individually, coaching staff, everybody just kind of came together and we started clicking. So it ain't necessarily that thing shrunk. You know, we go in there and our installation is still the same thing that we do, sometimes even more, sometimes less, depending on who we're playing. So, but, you know, I think people just play better.
Jeremy, you showed up with a resume, but it was a new group of guys. Was there a period of time where you thought you'd have to warm up in the room a little bit, or as soon as I get here, I'm going to show guys how I work and I'm going to speak up and I'm going to be kind of a vocal leader? What did you think when you walked in that your contribution would be beyond the staff?
You know, I think for starters, you know, anytime you come into a new place, you know, being a free agent signing, you know, there's expectations and there's, you know, whether they're good or bad, I think there's, something that you have to go in there and prove. And I think that's kind of was my mindset. You know, I wasn't going in there thinking I was entitled to anything. But, you know, the good thing about this team, man, is that, you know, we got a bunch of guys who love to play football, a bunch of guys who all have the same goal, all have the same mindset. And I think When you have that, you know, I think everything else, you know, comes easy. You know, the wide receiver room, we had a lot of young guys, but you know, all those guys are willing learners, and I think you know, they've seen me. They've seen, you know, me playing this league before. So, obviously, you know, they're going to reach out and try to pick my brain a little bit. And I think that kind of made the transition a little smoother.
Do you like that, though, to be kind of a teacher?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I can't play this game forever. So.
When you signed here, I know the individual accomplishments and stats aren't what you're about. But when you guys do go to the playoffs, just how much are you looking forward to going out there and playing on Saturday?
Well, I'm extremely excited, man. Extremely excited. You know, like I said earlier, you know, this is what you play for. You know, one of our goals, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, was to be in the dance, and now we're here. And, you know, now it's time to show off our dance moves.
When you go back and look at the play Sunday, they're describing you as with a bruised hip. Is it a bruised cheek more than a bruised
hip? No, my butt's fine, man. My butt's fine.